ونستعين ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. My dear respected brothers, elders and sisters, long before our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very long time before the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a city called Afsus. Some commentary they call it Tartus, and that was the name of a city. And there was a tyrant king. His name was Daqyanus. Daqyanus was the name of the king. He was tyrant. He used to oppress his people. And at that time, he used to force his people to worship idols. If he sees anyone go against worshipping idols, he will kill them. He's the king, he's got everything, he's got power, he's got money, he's got everything. So everyone was scared. They feared for death. So every year in Afsus, they used to have a festival. And people, what they used to do is all of the people of the town, the city, they used to go and they used to gather. They used to take their own idols and they used to sacrifice in the name of the idols. You know, they used to eat food in the name of the idols. They used to be partying every year. And they used to be worshipping the idols. And that used to happen every year. And if the king sees anyone not worshipping the idols, going against, what does he do? He will kill them. And just imagine how much fear people, even those people, there might be people who disagreed with the ways of the king, but because of the fear, they just followed the ways of the king. Once what happened, it was the same time, at the time of the festival. Everyone went to that place. They were enjoying, they were worshipping the idols. They were sacrificing animals. They were eating from the animal. There was a youngster there. He saw all this. People are worshipping idols, where idols can't eat nor drink. You know, how can this idol help us? How can this idol be our God? No, this is not right. Our God is only Allah, who doesn't eat nor drink, who is independent. So he moved away from his people and he sat under a tree. He's a youngster. He's young. Some scholars, they say he was in his teens. And he sat underneath a tree. Because he disliked what his people were doing. And remember him, and he's got a king in front. And at that time, people feared of the king. If they disobey the king, they will be killed. But still, it was hurting him inside so much. What are these people doing? So he came and sat underneath a tree. At the same time, there was another youngster. The same reason he done, and he came underneath the tree and he sat there. And another one, and another one, until they became a group of youngsters who sat underneath a tree. They moved away from the people. Why? Because they were worshipping idols. These youngsters, they don't know each other. It's not that they were friends from before. No. None of them knew each other, who they were. So they just sat underneath the tree. So all of them sat there with each other, but no one saying anything. Why? Because they're scared. Imagine he's a spy. Or imagine I say something about why I'm, you know, why I've left my people and I'm here, sat here. Imagine he tells the king will call me and he will kill me. So all of them stayed quiet. Then after some time, one of them, he said, brothers, there is a reason why all of us are here today. We left our people and we have left them, you know, enjoying themselves, left the festival, and we are here. There is a reason why all of us are here today. So one of the youngsters, he put his hand up and said, yes, what I've seen my people do, worshipping idols, sacrificing in the name of the idols, I find that false. Only ibadah is only for Allah, I believe. So he declared his faith. He declared his faith. So that's the thing that broke the ice between those youngsters. And then slowly all of them started saying the same. This is the same reason, brother, I am here. These were youngsters. They're not old people. They're youngsters. Some say they're in their teens. They had the king in front. If king finds out, they will get killed. But their belief of Allah, they knew ibadah is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they came and sat there and they became friends. Now, they became friends. What was the reason for them becoming friends? Of deen, of Allah. For the sake of Allah, they became friends. So today as well, as when we make friends, we should look out for the same thing. We make friends for the sake of Allah. A friend that will help us recognize Allah. A friend that will help us worship Allah. A friend that will help us follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A friend that will help us love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what you call friend. Allah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. That help each other. When we make friends, we must make sure we help each other upon bir and taqwa, piety and good things. وَلَا تَعَاوُن, and do not help each other in sins and immorality. This should be the foundation of our friendship. Then we will know these are our true friends. So these boys, these youngsters, they made a place where they used to gather, they used to assemble and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously they tried their best to make sure no one finds out. Why? Because the king's there. And he will kill them. So these youngsters, they, you know, got a place ready. And they used to assemble there and they used to worship. Not just they used to go there and play Xbox, PlayStation. No, they used to go there and they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people of the town, they became the talk of the town. People started saying, oh, look at those youngsters. They're going against the king. So when that reached the ears, escalated to the king, when king found out there are some group of youngsters who are worshipping Allah but they are not worshipping idols, the king called them. The king called them to his court. When they came to the king's court, the king asked them about the belief. Is that true? You guys are young. Remember, these youngsters, they were from the family of the kings and the chiefs. Is that true that you are following Allah? You are not ascribing partners with Allah? You're not following, you're not worshipping idols? At that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them the courage to stand up in front of the king. In front of the king, they stood up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the iman, faith, made them strong believers and lifted them up, gave them the courage to stand up in front of the king and give him da'wah. Allah says in the Quran, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا. That they said, they stood up in front of the king and they said, our Lord, Rabbuna, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Rabbuna, Rabbu samawati wal ard, and we shall never invoke anyone apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will follow. Apart from Allah, there is no other God. And if we do that, if we follow other gods, لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا, then we have said something far from the truth. We have said something far from the truth. Imagine this, standing up in front of the king, and you know what the king's going to do to you. He's going to kill you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the courage to stand up for the faith. These were youngsters. The king said, wait on, hold on. You guys are young. You guys don't understand. You're not thinking straight. So you guys, I give you a few days. You guys go back, think over it, and then come back to me and renounce your religion. Did that stop them? The king gave them respite to go back a couple of days, think over what they're doing, and then come back, then they'll be free. And king said, if you don't, then I will kill you. So this was the time, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was the escape plan. This was the escape plan, then they went. They escaped. They ran away and they took refuge in a cave. They took refuge in a cave. They are worried. But still, that did not, this, you know, killing the tyrant, you know, the oppression of the king did not stop them from believing Allah. The iman, the faith was very strong that at that time they turned to Allah saying, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. O Allah, bestow upon us your mercy. آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. We want you, we are in need of your mercy, Ya Allah. They're praying to Allah, وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, and provide for us in guidance in our matters. And they asked for guidance. This is why, my brothers and sisters, every day when we are praying salah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. It's very important. What do we say in our salah? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. 5 times daily we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. So this shows that we have to pray salah. Salah is fard upon us. It's compulsory upon us. And there is a reason to why we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 daily salah. From 50 when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went night of Mi'raj to Allah and spoke to Allah. This was given as a gift, salah. From 50 salah, Allah reduced to 5 salah. But for this ummah, the virtue of this ummah is that for 5 salah, we get the reward of 50 salah. This is the fadila of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, then, so these youngsters, they were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And they hid in the cave. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put those youngsters into a deep sleep. At that time, the king, he sent his men, soldiers, he sent a warrant out to look for those youngsters, bring them or kill them. So they were looking for those youngsters. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in peace. He put them to sleep. Where Allah says in the Quran, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاضًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ That if a person passes by the cave and they were to look at the men, they were to look at these youngsters, it is as if they're awake. In some narrations, ulama, they have said that the eyes, they were sleeping whilst the eyes were open. Wallahu a'lam, their eyes were open. So, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاضًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ Then Allah says, وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to sleep and He used to turn them from right, once on the right side and on the left side. So people from outside, they could know that these people are moving, they are alive. There's someone inside. So they never used to bother going inside. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them there for a long time. For a very long time. Centuries passed by, generation, nation passed by. After the death of Daqyanus, the king, tyrant king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, appointed a righteous king. His name was Baydusis. He was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. He was a righteous king. Centuries, generations, nation passed by. And you know how long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put those youngsters to sleep? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 309 years. 309 years. Not 309 minutes. 309 years. Allah, this is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He kept them asleep for 300 plus 9 years. And then, وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ This similar way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke them up from their sleep after 309 years, the same way. It's a miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to sleep for 309 years. And it's a miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke them up from that long sleep. وَكَذَلِكَ Similarly, the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the miracle of putting them to sleep for that long, after that long, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke them up again. So that they ask each other, how long were we sleeping for? قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. So they, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke them up, they started asking each other, how long will we sleep for? Some said one day, some were saying half a day. So they were, you know, they had fear of Allah in their hearts. They had love of Allah in their hearts. Only thing they wanted to do is worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this debate, how long were we sleeping for? One day, half a day, 2 days? What did they say at the end? قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. They said, only Allah, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ. Allah knows best how long we were sleeping for. They left it in the hands of Allah. They said, there is no point of us arguing or debating on how long we were sleeping for. Let's move on with our lives and do ibadah. These were youngsters, my dear brothers and sisters, youngsters, youth. And they decided, okay, we're hungry. They don't know they slept for 309 years. So they decided, okay, one of you, go with those coins, with that money, and go to the bazaar, go to the shopping center, and get some food for us. But make sure no one sees you, because the king and his people are looking for us. At that time, 309 years went by. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generation and nation passed by. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time appointed a righteous, a good king, by Duses. And at that time, people of that, in the city, they were in doubt. Some of them were, they were thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a person dies, the soul will be resurrected, but not the body. So they became two groups. And the king was worried, how can I explain to my people that the body is resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as well with the soul? So he was, you know, he was worrying so much, so he put his ragged clothes on, he went out and he prayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, show my people, Allah, show my people that on the day of Qiyamah everyone will be resurrected. How they all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, most wise. He has his plans. The same time, on the other side, he has raised those who are sleeping for 309 years with the body and the soul. So that was the evidence for the people of that time. So that man, he went to the bazaar, he went to the shops to buy food. So he gave the coins to the shopkeeper. When the shopkeeper held the coins, he said, he looked at the coins, he was confused. He said, what is this? This is a treasure, isn't it? This is not money, because at that time, you just imagine centuries and generation, is it still going to be the same, the money? No, it's different. What is this? So he was confused. He asked all the other shopkeepers. They were all confused and said, this is a treasure. This is from, you know, dated long time back. So they thought that this young man, he stole this money, stole this treasure. So they detained him. They detained him and they took him to the king. When king heard about this story, he knew that Allah, from his side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. And then he told the man, young man, take me to your friends, take me to the cave. The king and a large group from the city, they went to the cave and they met with all the youngsters. And after that, the narration, commentary, the narration, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then after meeting the king, the righteous king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the souls away. My brothers and sisters, these were not over 30, over 40. These were youngsters. Some narration, they said they were in their teens. Some scholars have said they were in their teens. But nothing stopped them from worshipping Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, amongst the questions, there will be a question that we will be asked. Our youth, where did we spend our youth? On the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just above our head, people will be sweating, Some will be drowning in their sweat. Some, the sweat will come to the knees, the shoulders, the hip. That day, people will be under the punishment of Allah, except seven type of people. From those seven types of people, one is شَابٌ نَشَأَ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Those youngsters who spend their youth in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَابٌ نَشَأَ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. So from this we understand that youth, whilst we are young, shaitan is with us more than when we are old. And we will get more reward when we do actions for the sake of Allah. So this is why, and another hadith of Tirmidhi, Rasulullah ﷺ says, with five matters, take care of them before other five matters overtake them. And from those five matters, one of them is your youth before old age. Your youth before old age. Youth before old age. So my brothers and sisters, this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First gift is our youth. We are strong, we can do many things. We can do ibadah, we can work, we can do many things, study, so many things we can do. Along with our youth, my dear brothers and elders, we need to prepare for the life hereafter. This is why the month of blessed month of Ramadan is just around the corner. And this is a wake-up call for those who are asleep. I'm not saying we were sleeping for 309 years, but we were awake, but our souls were asleep. This is the time where we need to utilize this blessed month of Ramadan. We need to utilize this blessed month of Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies everything. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the doors of hell and opens the doors of paradise and He chains up shaitan. For us to do good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us. For us to do evil action, it is difficult for us. My brothers and sisters, let's make a change. No, do not delay. Let's make a change right now. Do not make a change. Don't make this change after a week. Or let Ramadan start. Ramadan's going to start. You never know. It's going to start, it's going to finish. And you're still thinking, oh, I will start. Make intention. Everyone make intention, inshallah ta'ala. From today, we will spend every single second, every single minute and hour in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.